Blog Talk Radio.
God, for you tuning in with us. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan, and we are praising God here with Judy Jacobs. Amen. And the days of Elijah, we thank God for you tuning in with us today. Amen. This is, glory to God, the broadcast that we're bringing you here now, and we just give God the glory for all that he has done. Thank God for you tuning in with us. Amen. And we know that the word is getting ready to come your way. I want her to say this to you and hear, for these are the days of Elijah. Amen.
And those in your days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, you can be our hope in the land. We hear you the way of the Lord. We hope you can be our hope.
God bless you. Thank God for you tuning in with us again. Glory to God. This is Kingdom Builders Radio broadcast, and we are thankful to be able to have you with us, joining us today. Amen. We're going to get ready to give you a word from the Lord here, and we just give God the glory. We apologize for our last Monday broadcast. We had some things to come up. We had to leave town. Glory to God. But we are back today, and we are here with a word. God bless you. Amen. Today, I want you, if you have your Bibles, if you can turn your Bibles with me to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, we will begin our lesson for today. This lesson is going to be, in my opinion, one of the great ones that I have ever taught on, preached on, and it is going to involve all of you, glory to God, that's here, and I know God has got somebody listening here today that's going to have an answer to their prayer. Amen. First of all, before we go any further, let us bow our heads and let's go to the throne of grace and a word of prayer. I always believe that prayer changes things, and I've always said that if you do not believe that your prayers are being answered, then why do you pray? What sense does it make to pray? So I believe, therefore I speak. Amen. If you would, bow your heads. Father, we thank you right now. For those who are listening into this radio broadcast, we thank you right now for the word of God. We thank you for those who are in need. I believe that you're going to answer some prayers here on today. I believe that you have set an audience before me as your spirit has anointed me to preach this word. The anointing shall go out over the airways and touch those who are, amen, listening in on today. You are a great God, and we know that, Lord, that you hear and you see us. You know our situation and you know what we need. Now, right now, give us a rhema word, right now word. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Well, the topic today that we're going to be engaged in is going to be turn them loose. This is one of the topics that I have spoken on several times before, and I've come here with another different revelation because I feel someone needs this, and we're going to take our text coming from Second Kings, the fourth chapter. Second Kings, the fourth chapter. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn there with me. As we always say, have a pencil and paper handy. You may want to jot some things down. Now, first of all, let me lay a little few guidelines down because, and I know my time is very limited, but let me say this. I always say, and I will say, that I do not believe that I am the only person in this world that has a true word from the Lord. But I do believe that I am one of them set for a certain people to hear. Amen. God gives different ministries to different anointed, called ministers that he has anointed to preach the gospel, to teach the gospel. Amen. Because there are different categories of the needs of people. Amen. So he doesn't anoint every preacher in the same category. And I know that there are those of you who are listening now who will get a word from the Lord here who needs this, and we just thank God that we are a part of the team, a part of the team. Glory to God. So listen in right now as we read. And I'm going to read, this is concerning the Shunammite woman, and I want to share something with you. The topic again is to turn them loose or turn it loose. Now, the eighth verse of the fourth chapter reads as follows. And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunan, but was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, turned in thither to eat bread. Amen. Now I want you to captivate this in your mind. Visualize this. Here is Elisha on a evangelistic journey, his missionary journey, and he passed by a certain house every time. He went down a certain road every time he went through his regular missionary journey. And this woman, the Bible considers a great woman, meaning that she was well known, amen, and she had she was blessed with prosperity. Amen. And she was a godly woman. And every time Elisha would come down there, she would implore him to stop at her house so that she could feed him. Glory to God. So that she could feed him. So that she can nourish him for his journey. Amen. She was not trying to be a preacher. She was not trying to be a teacher. She was not trying to get him to lay hands on her and anoint her all with oil. It was in her heart just to supply the servant of the Lord with the necessities that was needed for his journey. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Glory to God. She supplied him. Now, one of the things that I want you to write down, if you have your pencil, and that is this. God will always put people in your life that is conducive to your destiny. He will always put people in your life that have the same mind and the same spirit to help you in your destiny. Amen. Glory to God. Not to become your destiny, not to take over your destiny, not to be in the forefront, but to help you. This woman was not looking for spiritual handout because she knew she was already blessed by the Lord. But here is a man of God, an anointed man of God, who is on his journey, and she constrained him because now she understands that I must help him do what God has called him to do. Glory to God. Now, this is why I say there are certain people, you have to just let go. There are people who will never change. You cannot get upset with them. You cannot, and I have to move on because my time is limited. You cannot determine or be puzzled about their actions or their reactions because it's in them, it's going to remain in them, they will never change. And key point of it is that you have to move on and allow God to put in your path people who shaking of the tree and let the leaves fall, glory to God, so that new growth can come in. And this is what I believe is probably holding up many of you that are listening to me right now. You're trying to cling to people who you think that's going to help you move forward in life, be blessed in life, get new joy in life, and you've been clinging to them for years, months, amen, probably even weeks, and nothing has changed. And when you thought it was a change, it came back later, it wasn't, amen. The same spirit materialized. And so you have to understand, glory to God, that as long as you, how can I say it, cling to that or submit to that or accept that, that's where you will be. Amen. Don't get to heaven and let God show you where you could have been if you had to just let some things go and let some people go. Amen. Let's read a little bit further. And she said unto her husband, behold, now I perceive this is a holy man of God, which passeth by us continuously. Let us make him a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick, and it shall be when he cometh to us that he shall turn in hither. Now this woman understood the principle. She said, I perceive this is a man of God. We feed him every time he comes. Now, let's help him on his journey. Let's supply him with some necessities that he needs. He doesn't need us to bombard him with spiritual problems. We don't need to bombard him or talk to him or bother him with our natural situations or natural problems. Amen. He's on a journey right now. And if God showed him what we need, God will do it. But right now, we are going to be instruments that will help him in the destiny that God has called him in. And in doing so, God has to bless us. Glory to God. And she wasn't even looking for a blessing because she was already blessed. But she says now, first thing she did was ask her husband, because the order in which I am going to get ready to teach on Blog Talk very soon, so stay tuned, the order of the blessings as far as a family is concerned is that you always consult the head before you make a move. This woman had a understanding husband, doesn't say whether he was in Christ, doesn't say whether he went to church, doesn't say, amen, whether he believed in God. But she understood a principle. In order for me to do what I want to do, I can't take it upon myself to do it when I have a covering over me, even though this is what I want to do, but I will consult the order in which God has called this, my husband first. And so she went to him, and I don't have time to go in all of that, but you just keep tuning in, and we're going to deal with that. But she did that, and she said, let us make him a room. Let's build a room onto our house that he can lodge there. He don't need to go to a hotel. He don't need to pay for one. We can build him a house. We can build something. We can put furniture in it. We are able to do it. And God, amen, placed those two people in the path of Elijah to help him with his destiny, what he had called him to do. He didn't put people in Elijah's path that disturbed him, people that always pulled on him, people that always had negativity in them. He didn't put people in their path that was trying to tear him down. He didn't put people in Elisha's path that always wanted from him and tried to glean and tried to misuse or abuse him. He placed these two people in Elisha's path so that what he blessed them with, they can also bless the man of God to do what God has called them to do. God has called you to do, you that are listening to me right now, and you know who you are. God has called you to do something for him. It does not necessarily mean preach. Amen. You can be a teacher. You can be a helpmate, a helper. Amen. In some area or another. But whatever God has called you to do, he will let you know. And what he has called you to do, he's going to send people to help you to do it as you help somebody else to do what God has called them to do. This is the operation of God. We must understand this. Glory to God. Now let's go a little further. Mm-hmm. And I wrote something down. Never continue to try to carry people when they don't want to go places. Stop trying to convince people of righteousness. One of the things that I do when I teach my Bible class, amen, it is always, always in my mind and my heart that what God has given me, amen, in prayer, seeking him, the revelation of the word, will stick in the hearts. I pray the Holy Spirit would let that anointing, let that word follow them home when they sleep, not just in class. Some people will go to class and they'll get a great blessing, and as soon as they step outside of the building, look like it's gone. Amen. But I pray that it will stick with them. And this is what we need to do. But there are times, glory to God, when there are people who don't really want anything from God. They don't want to go nowhere. They really don't have a vision for God. They don't really want to help anybody else with their vision. And you can't continue to waste time, glory to God, trying to convince people of what God wants in their lives and out of their lives, glory to God, and to convincing them where he wants to take them when they don't want to go. There are certain things and there are certain people you just got to let go. Amen. You just got to let Abraham leave home. Go to a place where I shall show you. When you see it, you'll know it. But you got to leave home because the people that are around you are not conducive to where I want to take you. Glory to God. Does that make sense? Glory to God. And Abraham did what God told him to do. Okay? God will free you from people who are not conducive. Amen. One of the ones is Joseph. Joseph seemed as though he was going through a turmoil. But every step that Joseph made, there were people that God planted in Joseph's life that was conducive to his destiny. They were promoting his destiny, even though it looked like that he was going through a traumatic situation. Amen. It seemed like he was defeated, but God placed it. The Italian band that came down, God allowed that. Potiphar's, God allowed that. The butler in jail, God allowed that. God placed people in his life that was going to help him get to where God wanted him to be. Glory to God. And this is what God wants to do with you. Amen. This is what God wants to do with you. Amen. And for you. He's going to put people in your life that's going to help you to be a blessing, to help somebody else to get to where God wants them to be. You must understand that. But there, my main thrust is that there are people and there are things that you just got to discontinue. You don't have to cut them off completely, but you cannot let them get the best of you. You cannot let them worry you. You cannot let them get on your nerves. You cannot let them strain your brain. You cannot let them get you out of the spiritual realm of God. You cannot allow them to cause bitter and salt water to come out your mouth at the same time. You cannot allow, amen, the blessings of God one day and the cursings next day. You cannot get, amen, such in an angry state that you lose all that God has given you. Glory to God. You cannot allow that, and the enemy will put people in your life to cause you to go against everything that you believed that God has given you and telling you. And you have to determine which road you are going to take. Amen. God put Elisha, glory to God, on a journey. He had an inform, and these two people, this couple, was an important part of him completing what God wanted him to complete. Amen. Now, if I can go a little further, we can go to Moses. If we look at Moses' life, we've seen that God placed people, a person with Moses, glory to God, in whom helped Moses to carry out what God called him to carry out. We understood that Moses at the end didn't see the promised land, but this is why this is the reason why I said, see, Moses did not disconnect himself from the emotions that the people caused him to have. But he put Joshua in his life. Joshua stood by Moses. Joshua did not let family. He did not let friends. He did not let acquaintances. He did not let coworkers. He did not let business acquaintances. He did not let any of that stop him from completing the assignment God placed him in. And his assignment was, listen to this now, his assignment wasn't to take over. His assignment was to assist the anointed of God in completing his destiny. The Bible calls Joshua Moses' minister. Every time, we're living in a time now, especially in the South, we're living in a time now where anytime you said ministers, they automatically think it's to preach. I feel guilty. I place people on the pulpit and I call them ministers not because they could preach, but because of the job they were doing in jailhouses, nursing homes, amen, in different departments. And soon as I said minister, it automatically came to them that they are supposed to preach. And then you get up and try to preach and nothing happens, and then you want to blame the people. That's not the people's fault. There's no anointing there for what you're doing. Do what you are anointed to do, because you're only going to get the results that you're looking for in the calling that you have called. You have to understand that principle. But Joshua was Moses' minister, which means that whatever the need that Moses had, whatever task that needed to be done, whatever Moses couldn't attain to, Joshua was there to take care of it. Joshua saw Moses' need. Joshua did it willingly, with the willing heart. Glory to God. He was on an assignment to help Moses do what God called him to do. My Lord. And this is what we must understand in this day. This day, God hasn't changed his mind. God is getting ready to put people by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ in your path that's going to help you complete the path that he has called you to complete. Amen. Stop fooling with everybody else. People that are trying to tear you down, people that are trying to hurt your feelings, people that are trying to discourage you. Amen. Glory to God. People who just don't like you, don't care for you, people who don't help you, people who don't want to be bothered with you, people who don't speak to you, people who don't want to have anything to do with you. Amen. You may have known them for years. You may have known them for months. They may be relatives. They may be kinfolk. They may be whatever. But when you find people like that, love them Amen. Love them. Owe no man nothing but to love them. Love them. Treat them nice. But don't depend on them to get you where God wants you to be. Sometimes you got to say, hey, smile, hug, and keep going. You got to shake hands, you got to give a nice word, and you got to keep going. Amen. I'm not going to allow you to captivate my attention on negative stuff. I'm not going to allow you to captivate me and cause me to stand still on, if y'all would just allow me to say this, on stupid stuff that doesn't edify, doesn't glorify. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, there are times you can get angry, especially when people are trying to force you into a category God didn't call you into, force you in a state of mind God didn't call you into, force you into thinking things God didn't cause you to think, force you into believing things God don't want you to believe. That's not going to work. Amen. You can get angry with that. Oh, yes. But one thing you can also do is remember that these are the people you have to let go. These are things, there are things you've got to let go. Amen. Let it ride. Because anything that's not of God is not going to come to no good thing. If it's not of God, where's it going to go? Glory to God. You have to understand that. I can go through the motions. I can get religious. I know the religious trail. I know tradition. I know how to do things according to tradition. Amen. In the religious field. That doesn't make me anointed. That doesn't make me anointed preacher. That doesn't make me a lot of times, amen, what the enemy wants me to be. That doesn't make me, glory to God, a great teacher. Even though I can go through the motions of it all because I've seen it all. Glory to God. That doesn't please God. That doesn't cause God to bless me. What caused God to bless me? What causes God to be pleased? Is that I do what he's called me to do. It may not be big in somebody's eyes. Amen. In others' eyes. But it is big to me because that's where the anointing is going to flow. And it's going to flow in your life. Must understand that principle. God is getting ready to do something. Amen. That are listening to me right now, and he's getting ready to put people in your path that's going to help you do what God has called you to do. He's placing people in my path now that's conducive to my destiny. I thank God for them. I thank God for them. Some of them I don't see. Some of them I don't even know where they are right now, but I do know that they exist. God told Elisha, I got 7,000, ain't bowed to Baal yet. Amen. They are here. God has them. And at the proper time, in the proper season, he's going to release everything that is supposed to come to you is going to come to you. Going to do it for you. Elisha was sent to Elijah to help him in his destiny. Now notice this, and I'm going to get ready to close. When Moses couldn't go over, guess who took Moses' place? Joshua, because Joshua was a faithful servant to help Moses. When Elisha was taken up, who took his place? Elisha, because Elisha helped him in what God called him to do. When you help the man or the woman of God in what they are called to do, then God can see fit to place you in a position and give you an anointing that you've never dreamed of. God bless you. My time is gone. I thank you for yours, and I thank you for allowing me to come into your home, or whatever it may be. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, 31010 is the zip code. And we need you to just, send us a drop us a line so that we can, respond to you. We thank God for you and we praise you. Praise God for you. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. Oh,
There's no time like to hold. There's no time like to hold my hand.